Now, when Christ raised Lazarus from the dead, now the Jews could see and understand exactly what that meant. Lazarus was raised from the dead. But there's something else going on there as well concerning Martha and Mary. They didn't understand that. That this was actually a picture of the rapture and the resurrection of the church. They could see Lazarus was raised, but they didn't understand what Christ was doing when he was dealing with Mary and Martha in the prophetic picture that he was painting there. They had no idea. Now, Lazarus is, of course, the resurrection and the restoration of Israel. And that's clearly spoken about in the prophets. That's the dry bones resurrection of Israel. That's the restoration of Israel to the land and the kingdom and the messianic age under the Messiah, who is Christ, whom they don't see and understand. But the story about the resurrection of Lazarus has three components to it. But two of the components is a mystery. Nobody sees it. Nobody understands it. That's the seven seal scroll. That's the mystery scroll. That's the one that's sealed. That's the one that's not open until all the seals are broken. And Christ returns and reveals what's in the scroll. What's in this seven seal scroll. And that's the mystery of God, which is Christ in the church. So what Jesus was doing with Mary and Martha, he was identifying Martha. He says, I'm the resurrection and the life, he tells Martha. And the prophetic picture he's painting with her is that the dead in Christ will rise first. And then when Martha hears him, she jumps out and runs out too. And he greets her. He's gathered together with her. First he's gathered together with Martha, and then he's gathered together with Mary. She's snatched up. Harpazo means to snatch up. She goes to him quickly. And so we have a mystery scroll being described here. But when the mighty angel comes, he's going to have the open scroll in his hand. The mighty angel that is associated with the seventh trumpet. Now this scroll is open. It's not a mystery. These are the promises to Israel that the Lord Jesus Christ will fulfill. Now Lazarus, the raising of Lazarus, wasn't a mystery to the Jews. They could look at it and they could see it. But what Jesus was telling us, with him gathering together with Martha and Mary, they totally didn't understand, just like they don't understand the seven seal scroll. This is the mystery of God. This is Christ in the church. See, this is revealed first. This is done first. Just like Christ is gathered with Martha and Mary first. See, these two women are very much alive. When a person dies and goes, when a Christian dies and goes to be the Christ, they're very much alive. But the nation of Israel is still in its graves. All those Old Testament people, even the Old Testament saints, are still in their graves. And that's what Jesus is going to do when he fulfills this little open scroll. He's going to fulfill all the promises he made to Israel, including the judgments on the nations around him. He is going to judge the nations. He is going to destroy the enemies of Israel, the enemies of God, when he returns. And that's also written in the little open scroll. Those are things that the Jewish people, the Jewish rabbis, understand. When the Messiah comes back, he's going to restore Israel. He's going to raise the dead. And he's going to judge and destroy Israel's enemies. And that's exactly what Jesus is going to do. And all this is written in the little open scroll. They understand that, but they don't understand the seven seal scroll. But you have this beautiful picture painted and laid out. And the story of the resurrection of Lazarus. Jesus is on the east side of the Jordan River when he hears that Lazarus is sick. And what does he do? He stays 2 days longer. Now Peter says, when he answers the mockers, said, where's the promise of his coming? He answers them by a mathematical formula, of all things. The answer he gives is God is not slow, but with God, 1 year is 1,000, 1 day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as 1 day. So Jesus waited 2 days, and that's what? That's 2,000 years. And he crosses the Jordan. Crossing the Jordan is a prophetic picture of the second coming. And the Jordan River itself is a prophetic picture of the tribulation. Now remember, when Israel crossed the Jordan the first time, there wasn't this little stream that you see today. This was springtime. There were no dams on the Jordan River. And it was swollen with rain. And it was a pretty large river. Very fast flowing, very treacherous, very dangerous, very turbulent, like a lot of rivers are in the springtime. Just like the rivers where I live in the springtime, they're high, and they're flowing fast, and they're dangerous. Sometimes the Park Service won't let you go on these rivers in the springtime because they're just too dangerous. And that's what the Jordan River was like at that time. It was a prophetic picture of the tribulation. And it's not something that Israel could cross over just on their own. They would have been swept away. But just like the Red Sea, which is also a prophetic picture of the tribulation, God had them take the Ark of the Covenant out into the Jordan River. And as soon as the priests stepped their feet out in the Jordan River, it stopped. It piled up. It said it piled up upstream. All this water, all this flood water that was rushing down, stopped and piled up upstream. And they took the Ark of the Covenant into the middle of the Jordan River, and all the nation of Israel passed over on dry ground, just like they did to the Red Sea. So Jesus was on the east side of the Jordan River, and when he heard that Lazarus was sick, remember Lazarus is a prophetic type of Israel, instead of just going and raising him up, he deliberately stayed there 2 days longer. And that was always a great mystery to it until I realized that, you know, this is the 2 days. Or the 2,000 years of the church age. And then Christ crossed over the Jordan River, a picture of the second coming. A picture of crossing over the tribulation period. I mean, that destroys the pre-tribulation rapture right there. You know, we'll have to go to the tribulation first to get to the resurrection and rapture that he demonstrates when he gathers together, when he meets Martha, and when he meets Mary in Bethany. Because that's the picture of the resurrection of the dead in Christ. You know, the dead in Christ will rise first, and we who are alive, who are left, we'll be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians. So this is that picture of the rapture happening after the tribulation, happening after these two days, these 2,000 years. This wonderful, beautiful, complete picture the Lord Jesus Christ is painting for us in this story of the resurrection of Lazarus. It's all there. It's all complete. It's all perfect. This is a perfect picture of the church age, the tribulation, the second coming, the resurrection of the church, the rapture of the church, and finally, the resurrection and restoration of the nation of Israel.